I know you are a strong, powerful magnet. You are very close to attracting what you're praying and believing for. You've honored God. You've been faithful. Now God is about to release an eventually in your life. It's going to be bigger than you imagine. When you meet that person, they're going to be better for you than you ever dreamed. You waited a long time, but when they show up, you're going to say you were well worth the wait. Well, Joy, you're just getting my hopes up. You're right. You can't have faith if you don't first have hope. It's easy to get stuck in a rut thinking God's been good to me. I have a good family. I'm healthy. I'm blessed. But you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't scratched the surface of what God has in store. Some of you are going to write a book, a movie, a song that will touch the world. The idea will come to you. You don't have to go after it. Some of you are going to start a business that will become a global force. Some of you are going to have a ministry that will shake nations. Some of you will raise a child who will become a president, a world leader, a history maker. The eventualities God has in your future are going to boggle your mind. It's like nothing you've seen before. God has raised you up to take new ground for the kingdom, to go where others have not gone. Dream big. Believe big. Pray big. Make room for God to do something new in your life. If you would have told me years ago that one day I would be ministering around the world and have books translated into different languages, I would have thought, not me. I don't have anything to say. But God knows what He's put in you. The gifts, the talents, the potential. You have seeds of greatness on the inside. Doors are going to open that no man can shut. Talent is going to come out of you that you didn't know you had. God is going to connect you with the right people. He will present you with opportunities that will thrust you into a new level of your destiny. When my father was alive, Victoria and I went to India with him a couple of times a year. One time we met a young pastor who came from an extremely poor family. They didn't have electricity or running water. They lived out in an open field in a little hut they had built. The man next door was very wealthy. He owned a huge farm with thousands of cattle, many different crops, and he sold milk and vegetables to the village people. But he was very greedy and charged more than he should have, and many people couldn't afford it. One day, about 10 of the wealthy farmer's cows got out and came over to the little hut where the pastor and his family lived. Having just one cow was a big deal, because it would provide milk and other products to sell to people. The workers came and retrieved those 10 cows and put them back inside the owner's fence. The next day, the same 10 cows got out and came back over. This happened again and again. The owner got so frustrated, he told his workers, "Just tell the pastor he can have those 10 cows." He gave them to him as a gift. The pastor was thrilled and started selling milk and other dairy products to the people in the village, but he sold the products for much less. Before long, people were lined up at his door. He was able to buy more cows. His business kept growing so much that the owner of this large farm came over. He said, "You're putting me out of business. I can't compete with you. Why don't you take over my company?" The pastor purchased his company for a fraction of its value. Today, he owns a very successful company with several hundred employees. But it all started when those cows came looking for him and wouldn't go home. What is that? Like a magnet, he attracted the goodness of God. You don't have to worry about how it's all going to work out. God knows how to have the cows find you. What has your name on it? The real estate, the good breaks, the businesses, the favor will eventually find its way into your hands. Proverbs says it this way, "Trouble chases sinners while blessings chase the righteous." You are the righteous. Right now, favor is chasing you. Promotion is chasing you. Healing is chasing you. Cows might be looking for you. Victory is coming your way. Now, don't ever say, "I'll never get out of debt. I'll never get married. I'll never be well again." Do you know what that's doing? Demagnetizing your magnet. It's taking away the attracting power. When I was a little boy, I used to play with a magnet. One day, I discovered the magnet had lost its drawing power. I had left it by something that demagnetized it. It looked the same, but it wouldn't attract anything. In the same way, when we dwell on negative thoughts, can't do it, not able to, never going to happen, that is demagnetizing our magnet. You are taking away its power to pull in what belongs to you. Do you know what I'm doing today? I'm helping you to turn up the power on your magnet. When you realize God has put a commanded blessing on your life, and you go out each day with the attitude that something good is going to happen to you, that's when God can do the exceedingly, abundantly above and beyond. Each of us can look back over our life and remember a time when we unexpectedly saw God's favor. You didn't go after it, it came to you. God has done it in the past. The good news is, He's not only going to do it again in the future, but what He's going to show you will make what you've seen pale in comparison. He has explosive blessings coming your way. They are going to thrust you to a level greater than you've imagined. You're going to look back and join me in saying, "How in the world did I get here? I'm not the most qualified, not the most talented. I don't have the experience." You may not, but God does. He knows how to get you to where you're supposed to be. All through the day, make this declaration, "I am blessed. I believe today the power of your magnet is being turned up. You're about to draw in good breaks, promotions, healing, favor, ideas, contracts, creativity. God is about to release what already has your name on it. You're not going to have to go after it. It's going to come after you. It's going to be bigger than you've imagined. It's going to happen sooner than you thought. You're about to step into the fullness of your destiny and become everything God created you to be."